that you found?
This.
Oh, right.
A dumping down. It's a dumping down.
It's a dumping down. What's a dumping down?
Somebody bought it.
Oh, dear.
Mummy bought it, so I can't think why now.
Oh, so lovely.
We went to Charlotte's...
Yes,
we went to Charlotte's party, didn't we? And I think this was a present, wasn't it? It was something like Pass the Parcel and Isabel won the prize. And you liked it so much that Mummy bought you one, so I can't think why I bought it. I think it was because you'd been very good sometime. But it's actually broken a bit now, hasn't it? We need a new one.
I want zero. I want Isabel's.
You want Isabel's? Well, I'm sure Isabel's is broken by now as well. I'll just try and undo it a bit. It's one of these.
I see you.
There's a name for them, so I can't think what it is. It's a multicoloured sort of coil, isn't it? A plastic coil. When I was little, they used to be made of metal. And you used to put them on the stairs and they would walk down the stairs on their own, but this one never worked quite like that. But tell you what, we've got to go into Didsbury later on today. Mm. How about we go back to the shop where I bought this and see if they've got some more? Would you like that?
Yeah.
And see if we can get another one. Because we had quite a lot of fun with this. You thought it was a fire. Oh, look at that. I've got that right at that side. Hose pipe. Oh, look, if I've mended that side, I can perhaps mend this one.
Yeah.
Shall I just have a try?
I have this one.
You have that side.
I'll be careful.
You'll be careful, that's right, and I'll try and do it. That would be really good if I could get it sorted out. You played with Dimitra with this, didn't you? Do you remember?
Yeah. Fartypants have been in your bottom.
Fartypants have been in your bottom? Does that mean you need to use your potty?
No. Something it's too late.
It better not be too late.
Yes, it will.
It won't be.
Yes, it will.
Do you need to use your potty now?
No, it's late.
It isn't.
Yes, it is.
Well, it's all right just making a noise, isn't it? Which is if you need to do anything else, you must use your potty.
Fire's in. Yeah.
Is there a fire in the kitchen?
No, I'm just pretending there's a fire.
You just pretend.
There's another broken.
Right, well, it's taken me a while to get it untwisted, isn't it? Yes, that seems to be the problem now. Once before, though, we thought it was broken, and Daddy managed to get it untwisted, didn't he? And I didn't think I could do it, but I managed just then, didn't I, to do that side. I think we will get it sorted.
Oh!
It's springy, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What sort of colours can you see, Thomas?
That one.
Lots of colours. Are you going to tell me what colours you can see?
No.
I'll tell you the other thing that we ought to get for you.
Mm-hmm.
This was something that Dimitri used to bring. We'll have to ask Janine to bring it. Do you remember those foam pipes, yellow and the yellow and pink, those bendy foam pipes? Do you know the ones I mean?
No, I don't.
You don't?
Oh, mommy, got to untwist it again.
I'm trying to untwist it. I think we'll get it sorted because the other end's perfect now, isn't it? We're very nearly there.
There's a fire on the telly.
Where?
There.
All right.
Need all the hose pipe.
Mm-hmm.
You turn the water on.
All right, I'll turn the water on. Turn it on at the tap.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I need a hose reel.
Yeah.
Where's the water in can?
I don't know. No.
I need a big watering can. Last night, the watering can And a fire engine.
Last night there was a watering can in your fire engine.
Where's the generator now?
I don't know where it is.
I think it's lost.
Do you?
Let's put the fire out.
Well, I'm getting very twisted with this, but I think this end is not quite as easy to do as the other end, is it?
No.
There we are. Oh dear, what's happened now? It's nothing an almighty model, hasn't it?
You turn the water on so loud. A bit more. Yes.
Do you know what else can be used to put a fire out, Thomas?
Yeah.
Foam.
Foam, eh?
Foam.
Foam.
It's like lots and lots of squirty bubbles.
You think it's where they gone?
Well, we haven't got any. But the only foam we have is when we've got lots of bubbles. And sometimes firemen use powder.
What for?
You know, like your talcum powder. Well, if it's a fire on something electrical, say the television caught fire, we couldn't start pouring water onto the television. You can't put water onto things like televisions. You have to use something else to dampen down the flames. You could use powder. Some of the extinguishers that you see around the place have powder in them. And fire blankets, that's another thing you can use to put fires out with. What sort of fires do you put fire blankets, use fire blankets to put the flames out with?
With chips.
Chips, chip pan fires, that's right.
Mm. Yes, Mummy.
So you use water, foam, powder, blankets, all sorts of things. Look, I've got the end sorted and we've ended up with the middle twisted. How's that happen? Oh dear, this is going to take forever, isn't it? Forever and ever and a day.
But this one is not twisted.
No, the bits are sorted out, it's fine. And
that one's not fixed.
Is it not fixed?
Getting broken. Now I can't play anymore. This.
Oh, just a minute, well, don't pull it. Well, we've got this end sorted out, look. Just a minute, Tom, please. Just wait a minute.
Look, I'm more like a clown in the middle.
You're like more like a clown?
No, clown.
No, what then?
A butterfly flap.
Butterfly? Flap. Butterfly flapping. Butterfly flapping. Oh, you silly bit, all twisted out. No, I think we'll have to just get a new one, Thomas. I think we've seen the end of this, don't you? Oh, there. There we are. It's just this little bit here. If we can just get this sorted, which way do you think it needs to go? Just this bit here, can you help me?
Okay. Twisted round.
No, don't go around anymore. You'll get stuck. Won't you?
But I am stuck.
Are you?
Oh. Lifting. Me.
Oh, you're silly. Silly big belly. I can't do it now, Thomas. It's like a fancy belt. You look like something out of space.
Yes, I do.
Don't you? Oh, yeah. Careful. Oh. I just said, careful. No, don't pull it, Thomas. No.
Bah!
No.
I mean.
No, just let's straighten it up first.
No, I want that bit.
No. I don't think we will buy a new one because it's only going to get to the same, isn't it?
I want that one a bit. I want that one.
What do you say?
Nothing.
You say yes please or please may I have? You told me yesterday that you'd read a story at nursery about saying...
Thank you.
Thank you. Are you going to tell me about that story?
No.
You came out of nursery and you said, Mummy, if somebody gives you something, you should say thank you. Well, I've been saying that to you for a long time, haven't I? If you want something, you say please.
Yeah.
If you're given something, you say thank you. And if you don't want something, you say
no, sir.
No, thank you. Yeah. That's right. So tell me about the story.
More Christmas again.
La 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 la. Tell me about the story.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Get this thing up. Get this thing up.
So, was you going to tell me about the story?
No.
Why?
Because she doesn't love you.
She don't love me. You look very funny because you look like you've got a springy coil coming from your back and your bottom. You look like you've got a springy tail.
Yeah. Wing.
Isn't that funny? What sort of animal are you?
A kangaroo.
A kangaroo? You could be a kangaroo bouncing with that, couldn't you? Bouncy, bouncy, bouncy.
Get faster, bounce!
Kangaroos jump, don't they? That's right, like that. Have you seen some kangaroos somewhere? Yes, have you seen
this
some
kangaroos? This is my bottom! Poop. Poo, 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 poo
Who has a tail?
Oh no! Duck!
Are you stuck? Oh dear! Gosh, this is a real mess again.
No, buff,
no
buff.
Pushing. Excuse me, what do you say? Thomas?
I need that. I need that.
No, that's the most important piece of paper. Could you pop it on the stairs for me, please?
No, I want it.
Would you like to get one of the books and we'll read it?
What do you say?
So would you like to pass one of your books and we'll read it?
Yes.
That one?
Please.
All right, come sit next to me then. This is called Small Bear Lost.
Oh, yeah.
When Small Bear is left on the train by the girl who loves him, he has to find his own way home. But it's a very long walk for a little lost bear, and he needs a lift or two to get there. Do you think you'll enjoy this?
Yeah.
There once was a girl who loved her small bear. Small Bear went everywhere with the girl, but one day Small Bear went to sleep on the train. When he woke up, the girl wasn't there. Small Bear was lost and alone. I've got to find my way home, decided Small Bear. But look at him.
Oh, tears.
Tears, he's sitting on the train crying, isn't he? Mm. Small Bear got off the train at the next station. He found a big map. That's where home is, and here's where I am. There isn't a train till 4:15, thought Small Bear. He thought a bit more, and then I'll catch the bus home, decided Small Bear. When the bus came, Small Bear got on. Small Bear didn't pay any fare. He was such a small bear that he took up no room. Or maybe small bears don't have to pay fares. I'll be home soon, thought Small Bear. Can you see him sitting on the bus?
Yes.
Where is he?
There.
Right at the back, isn't he?
Yeah.
There's my park, thought Small Bear, and he got off the bus at his stop. What's our park called?
Didsbury Park.
I'm nearly home now, thought Small Bear, setting off through the gates. But he wasn't as near to his house as he thought, and small bears can't walk very far for their small legs get sore. I can't walk anymore.
Very sure.
Yes. I can't walk anymore, Small Bear decided. Then, Small Bear saw a bunch of balloons caught up in the tree. Small Bear liked balloons, so he climbed up the tree and grabbed the balloons. But the balloons lifted Small Bear off the high branch. Small bears don't weigh very much.
No, poo.
Look, he's going up and up and up with the birds, isn't he? Look at him.
Yeah. He's more like a bird now.
He's more like a bird, isn't he? How many balloons are pulling Small Bear?
One, two. Two ones.
Two.
Yeah.
I think there are three. I can see a yellow, a red and a blue one.
No, I can see a red one.
Can you? Small Bear flew through the air. But then down, 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 and then, oh no! The balloons caught on the spikes on the wall. How do I get down? Wondered Small Bear. Bang, bang, bang! The balloons burst and Small Bear fell down. Bump!
That was having a lift like an airplane.
Well, it was having a lift like an airplane, but the balloons had burst now.
And it's,
he's fallen down. Bump!
It's hurt his bottom.
I bet he has. Look, he's crying again. More tears. Just like when we found him on the train all alone. He was all bumps and bruises.
But he
has hurt his bottom. Look how red his bottom is. And there's all little marks. Oh, poor bear.
He's naughty bear.
The balloons burst and he fell. My house is just over there, thought Small Bear. Oh, what's that? Oh, it's a skip lorry. That'll be going to Sue's house.
Oh, he's going back.
He's going back, because I think he'll be going to Sue's house in a minute, don't you?
I thought it looked grey.
Well, yes, it does look like a grey. My house is just over there, thought Small Bear. He's rubbing his bottom because it's sore. He looked at his house.
He needs a sweetie.
Why?
Because he needs to cheer his bottom up.
He needs to cheer his bottom up, does he? He looked at his house and he looked at the road. I'm too small to cross roads on my own, Small Bear decided. I'll stay where I am and she'll certainly see me. Small Bear waited. And he waited. It's gone dark, look, and he's still waiting. Now, while Small Bear's waiting, why don't you go to the window and see what's happening?
Oh, they're going back again.
Yeah, you go into the window and have a look and tell me what's happening. Because Small Bear's waiting for somebody to come and help him across the road.
You're in there. Oh, he's stopped.
Has he?
I've not. Oh, yes, he has. Oh, he's got after his cab. Got a skip on a back.
It hasn't, has he?
What for?
Don't know.
Oh, he's going down. Oh, but it's going down. Oh, yes, it is going down.
It is, isn't it? Or perhaps it's nothing to do with Sue's house. Perhaps he's picking a skip up from the road. I would imagine that he'd left the skip on the road. And he drove up there so he could turn round, and now he's backed up. And in a minute, I think he'll lift the yellow skip, or whatever colour the skip is, it might be a red one, onto the back of his lorry. Then I think he'll take it to Sue's house.
Yeah. It might be a blue one.
It might be a blue one, yes. Well, I thought it might be yellow or red, and you're saying blue. That's the colour of the balloons in the teddy bear story that we've just read, isn't it?
Yeah, but it is
colour. I'll have to guess. Oh, it's lifting up now. Can you see?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a yellow one.
Oh,
no.
It's a green one.
It is not.
Okay. Pulling. A lot.
Is it pulling it, lifting it up?
Yeah. Oh, it's a yellow one.
It is a yellow one, isn't it? Look at that.
Blue. I like blue skips.
You like blue skips?
Yeah.
I saw a blue skip the other day when I was waiting for Daddy to come and pick me up. I wonder where you were. Oh, I think you were with me. The other day when we went to this room, we were waiting for Daddy to pick us up. We saw Blue Skip. It was a blue skip with a white face on it, and it said, oh, I can't remember now, Mr. Skippy or something on it. This lorry says, Quick Skip. Look, he's going to reverse into Sue's house in a minute. And you know when we went...
Calm now.
We went last night, we saw them digging all that earth out, didn't we? Oh, look, there's Mo. Can you see Mo?
No.
Sue's husband.
What Mo?
Mo. That man in a blue t-shirt with his arms folded. That's Mohammed. But we call him Mo, don't we?
Or should I skip lorry? You don't skip lorry.
More than mine. Look, they're in the skip down.
I want skip. I want more.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is going to be jolly exciting because that skip will be there now for a few days. And you'll be able to watch people loading things into it. I think it'll be mainly clay because they're digging out all the clay from the back garden, aren't they?
And soon I want to come and pick it up.
Well, we had our land drained, and do you remember we had a skip outside the garden for a long time? But we demolished the old garden shed
as well. He's going up again.
Yes, he's climbing up, isn't he?
What for?
Well, he's going to secure the chains, I think. Can you see? The lifting equipment's moving up, isn't it?
Oh, he's having a ride on back.
Is he having a ride on the back?
Yeah. And Mum's watching him.
He's going to jump into his cab in a minute. He's saying goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Mo. Bye-bye, Skipman.
Bye-bye, Mo. Bye-bye, Skipman. See you next week.
Yes. Now, we knocked down our old garden shed and built a new one when we had a skip outside. But all the old bits of wood from the shed we put on top of the skip, ready for the Skipman to take away. And then Sue and Andy, do you remember Sue and Andy who used to live next door?
Yeah.
Sue came round and said, could I please take all the wood from your skip? Because she wanted to build something for the dogs, didn't she, outside? There we are, you can wait to the skip. Now look, he's got orange nylars on his lorry.
Little wife.
We can't really see the skip now for Stephen's car. When Stephen's moved his car, we'll be able to see it, won't we?
No, what's that noise?
No, they're shouting, you know, but I don't know why.
I heard a noise as well.
I think perhaps he's having a job to get past. Sounds like he's going.
No.
Oh, I see, they must have met a car. Oh gosh, a car with a trailer. But the trailer, the man with the trailer on his car is the man doing the work, isn't he? So look, he's parking up now.
Oh no, he's left
a man. No, he hasn't left him. No, Skip's driven off now, but this man. Oh, this, look, Skip man's driving past again. That's the builder, the man that's now there with Mo. He's the man that's going to be digging all that clay and putting it in the skip.
Until next time.
And then, in a day or so, when the skip's very really full, we'll probably see that lorry coming back again to take the skip away.
A new skip.
A new skip. Well, it depends how much rubbish he's got. It's not really rubbish, is it? It's soil that he's taking away.
Well,
I guess Susan's house. Susan's house, yeah. There. Excitement over. Shall we finish this story? Shall we see if anybody's come to help the bear cross the road?
Here.
Look, Teddy's waiting because you know, Thomas, this is what happens. Mm. If you found yourself at one side of the road and you wanted to be at the other, you'd just wait and wait, wouldn't you?
Mm.
Never try and cross a road on your own.
No.
So what would happen?
No, can't come, I just go.
No.
No.
No. Whether cars are coming or not, you wait for somebody to help you cross safely. Look, when the teddy bear, even though he had a sore bottom and he was sad, he waited. And look, it's sun shining on the picture. On this picture, the stars are out, it's dark. But he's still waiting. Rather than crossing the road on his own and getting knocked down, he's waiting. And then, the little girl and her mother, who are obviously taking the dog for a walk, look, found Small Bear asleep by the gates. How did you get here, Small Bear? Asked the girl. Where did I lose you? How did you find your way home? Oh, look, she's cuddling him.
Oh, and a pussycat.
Yes, a pussycat's on the wall watching it all. She never found out. But that didn't bother Small Bear.
No,
Small Bear wasn't lost anymore.
Oh,
look. The mummy's walking the dog and holding the little girl's hand, and the little girl is cuddling Teddy. Isn't that nice?
What about a need?
What about what?
Need to build that.
Need to build that, do we?
No, we don't. I need to build that.
Right. Shall we see if it's...
I want to be a skip lorry.
Do you want to be a skip lorry?
Yes.
Okay.
That'd be great. Good. That's a Tesco one.
It does say Tesco on it, isn't it? It's something Daddy got last night. Baby Miles, look.
Now we want to go to the world.
Oh, look who it is.
Her daddy, Mum.
It's Rachel. With her daddy. Oh, look. The wheelbarrow's going to the skip, Thomas.
What wheelbarrow?
And the man's tipping the first load of earth from the wheelbarrow into the skip. And there's Baby Miles. Look at Baby Miles asleep in his little chair, his little rocker tot. Can you see him?
Yeah.
Oh, he's to sleep.
But then skips today.
Would I like a skip today? Yes, please.
Okay.
I've got to sort a lot of things out in the house. We might have a lot of rubbish.
Just get this thing.
That's
out
right.
Of the way.
That's right. You start picking things up and putting them into the skip. Okay. The man over the road's bringing wheelbarrow loads of earth and tipping them into the skip. Just a minute, Thomas. I think Rachel's coming to the door now.
Oh.
What's happening with the skip outside? I think he's put quite a few things in it, don't you?
I do. And
you see?
Oh, he's got a digger.
He's got a digger there now, has he?
There's a foot and there's a scoop.
A scoop?
Yeah.
What? Well, he's got a wheelbarrow.
It's a scoop.
Has he got a digger there? Can't see the digger.
But I can.
Can you?
I can see some arrow. See?
Are you sure that's not just the skip?
No. It's not. Skip is gone. No. See? See what it is.
Pardon? Don't climb any higher, Thomas, into that window, please. You'll fall. Get down.
Oh, it's a scoop.
A scoop? You're talking about Bob the Builder now, aren't you?
Hi. I'm a skip lorry gone. And the dick he needs. That's why it's yellow. And a white. Over there, look.
Yes.
Near Sue's house.
Yeah, that's the skip, Thomas. That's the skip. Not the skip lorry, but it's the actual skip. It's the container, isn't it?
Oh, no. Let me say what it is.
Look, he's tipping the wheelbarrow. Can you see he's tipping the wheelbarrow loads of earth?
Yeah. Oh! It's not Skip. It's a digger.
No, I don't think so, love.
I think so.
No, it's just a skip and he's tipping earth from his wheelbarrow into the skip. I'll just turn the iron on because I want
I'm
to press the issue.
I'm a
lolly
driver.
Are you?
Tintinari. No, I'm skip lolly.
Are you?
Playing skips. You need some skips. It's reversing when he's not holding on, he's going backwards.
Oh gosh, is he reversing without holding on to his steering wheel?
Yes.
That's a bit dangerous, isn't it? Can you hear this noise? This is the noise of the steam iron. I'm just pressing your shirt and shorts.
Yours don't. He put his straps on again.
See?
Yeah. Beep beep. Now he jumped.
Oh gosh, that was a big jump, Thomas. Isn't it? Jumped off the back of his lorry.
And he's holding on tight. He's laying down the back of the lorry.
Oh, he's riding on the back, is he?
Yeah. And he pressed the water pedal. He tipped down. Yep, the lorry driver thought that was a funny joke.
Did he? The lorry driver thought it was a funny joke. Were you the lorry driver? Oh, Monica.
Sorry.
Sorry, you're not hurt, are you?
Yeah.
You're not.
I hurt my bottom.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh dear, like a teddy bear in that story.
Yeah.
How did the teddy bear hurt its bottom?
Digging.
It fell like that, but why did he fall? What?
Here.
No, but why did he fall? Why did the teddy bear fall?
I was eating on the balloon.
Well, the balloons popped, didn't they, on the fence? And when the balloons popped, they weren't floating anymore when he came down to earth with a bump, didn't he? Bang, crash, wallop, is that what they said?
Yeah. There's any skips. There's any skips.
Oh, yes, please. I think Daddy thinks we need a skip for the spare room, doesn't he?
What spare room?
Well, the spare room. Don't touch that, the iron's there. Yeah, the spare bedroom upstairs, it's a bit of a mess.
That one. We'll pick that skip.
Yes, please.
Okay.
That would be a lovely skip. Thank you.
Well, this is a big jump.
Gosh, that is a big jump. Be careful, won't you?
You know, he hung it on there. No.
Have you secured it with chains? Do you remember the man this morning? You put big chains around the skip, didn't you, when it was hiring it and lowering it?
This is the funniest bit on skip lorry. No, it runs.
It running.
First, he left the...
What's he left?
He just stood over to your gate. He gave you a skip on the gate to hang up.
He's hung the skip on the gate.
Yeah.
Goodness me.
Don't want anything in.
So I hope it's a strong gate, Thomas. It'd be fairly strong for a skip to hang on it, wouldn't it?
We got off to his cab.
Mm-hmm.
We gave Mummy a clue.
He's giving Mummy a clue?
Yeah.
What's with clue? Why is he giving Mummy a clue?
Because every day a bell or a boy blows a skip lorry and says, tip!
Well, that's the clue, is it, that he's tipping?
Yeah.
And he shouts, tip!
Then, tip!
Shh! It's not being quiet, is it?
Yeah.
He's tipping the skip lorry.
No, but now he's got it in his pocket. 2 minutes.
Has he? Why has he got 2 mints in his pocket?
Today, now, he's eating the rest of the mints.
I see. Can you hear the sound of it squeaking? Do you remember when we
walked? That mint is very strong.
Is it a strong mint? Well, you better only have the one then, hadn't you?
I can see some fire engine bits.
Some fire engine bits?
A fire engine.
Oh, I don't think that's a fire engine. I think that's part of a train set, isn't it?
No, it's red.
No, it's a bit the train that you have. The one that goes forwards and backwards and makes a noise. I think that's a red one. It's a fire engine. Well, then it's from the train set, though, isn't it? Little Thomas the Tank Engine fire engine.
Woo, woo, bee bar, bee bar, bee bar, bee bar.
How come we've got a fire engine when we're playing with skips? Why has the fire engine had to come?
Because there's a rescue emergency.
There's a rescue emergency?
Yeah.
Why, what's happened? Has the skip dropped on something?
Yeah.
Oh dear. That doesn't sound good.
Nino, Nino, he's dropped on the wagon's front.
Goodness me.
Nino, 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 Nino,
Nino. I hope nobody's
hurt.
Hi. I hope nobody was hurt when the skip fell on the front of the line.
Yes, it hurt. It's up there. Nino, he needs the ladders.
Does he?
Yes, he does. It's a quick emergency.
It would be an emergency, wouldn't it?
Stand back to slip!
Shh, don't shout.
Stand back to slip.
Oh, just a minute now. The iron's on. Just waiting for Daddy to ring back now, aren't we? That was Daddy on the phone because he wanted some information. And then he's locked it up and he'll be ringing back in a minute.
There was it was.
Pardon?
Say what it was.
Yes. So when Daddy rings back, I've got to read some numbers out to him over the phone. So I shall finish his ironing while we're waiting. And then once I've spoken to Daddy, I think we'd better start doing lunch. And then while lunch is cooking and cooling, you can have a look at the stickers if you like. Would you like that?
I want to do it. In a minute.
Yeah, but I can't go upstairs just yet to get the stickers because if Daddy phones, I need to be near the phone, don't I?
That's low, you have not got any steps.
Hasn't he?
No.
How do you get into your cab then?
No.
You have to jump up?
Yeah.
Is it not so very high, Laurie?
No, it's not.
Oh, well, that's not so bad, is it?
It's not. On the motorway today,
yeah.
I saw a brilliant skip.
Did you?
Yeah.
On the motorway today, you saw a brilliant skip?
Yes.
I don't think we've actually been on the motorway yet, Thomas, have we? We haven't even made it into Bisbury yet.
You know, on the top of it,
yes,
it got 2 skips on the back.
Did it?
Yes, on the top, it got some birthday balloons.
Some birthday balloons?
Yes, and on the top.
A lorry with 2 skips on the back and birthday balloons.
Yeah.
Oh, she would remember seeing that. Sounds very impressive. It was brilliant, as you said, brilliant. Where did you see that?
Last night I saw a bottle of milk.
Last night you saw a bottle of milk?
Yes.
Whereabouts?
In Didsbury Lane.
In Didsbury Lane?
Yes. Mm. No, I got in the shop.
Yeah.
No, what I saw.
No, what did you see in the shop?
Sweetie bars.
Did you see some sweeties? Well, that's a surprise, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
You know what they taste of? Licorice.
Do you think? Mm. You've never had licorice yet, so keep saying I'm going to get some for you.
No. But I didn't change my mind.
You didn't change your mind?
No.
What do you mean you didn't change your mind?
Not change my mind. I follow this wall.
No, Thomas, don't touch. It's plugged in. Let go. You mustn't touch any wires.
You know, someone shot big fire engine.
Did you?
Yes, with lots of wheels.
Oh, is this a Tommy fire engine or a real fire engine?
Tommy fire engine.
A Tommy fire engine?
No, Thomas fire engine.
Thomas fire engine?
Yes.
A toy one, you mean?
Yes.
Not a real one.
I bought two.
I don't think we can ever go into a shop and buy a real fire engine, do you?
I thought about something.
Yes, what have you thought about?
I thought about buying a lolly.
You thought about buying a lolly?
Yes.
A nice lolly?
Yes. But it sells lollies. Look round again. But it didn't sell lollies.
Oh, I see. You went into a shop and you thought it sold lollies, but you looked round again and it didn't.
No.
All right.
I got him again. And now, last night, in that shop, it got lots and lots. Lots of lollies.
Right. Oh, well, we went to the butcher's shop last night. Do you remember we bought some bacon and a packet of frozen peas? When I opened the freezer for the frozen peas, I noticed he had some lollipops, Michael. Well, they weren't really lollipops, they're more of those ice pop things that they're called, you know, the plastic tubes.
We can make stickers now. Stickers.
We can make stickers now, can we? And would you like to run upstairs and get them? You know where they are, don't you?
What I do? You don't get them. You do a washing.
Alright, you go and get them while I do the washing.
Yes, I run upstairs.
Okay.
Before I get cold off stuff.
Before what then?
Get old cold cough off stuff.
I can't tell what you're saying.
Cough, cough, cough.
Cough, cough, cough?
Yes!
You've lost me again, Thomas.
That means cough, cough, cough sweets.
Cough, cough, cough sweets. Can you find them?
I've got them.
Good.
I found them.
Good.
They've been hiding in my Winnie Pooh box.
They've been hiding in your Winnie the Pooh box?
Yes.
Goodness me.
On my under them.
All right. Would that be the Winnie the Pooh jigsaw in the box that you're talking about?
Yes.
They were hiding underneath there, were they?
No picture.
Right. Be careful now, coming downstairs. How's that?
That's okay.
Good, good boy.
We need a table.
No, we stick them on the window, don't we? Do you want to just stick them on the patio door?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, let's go together. You carry them.
No, I'll carry them.
And I'll bring this.
Right. A sticker of Purdy. That's a sticker of Purdy.
Well, shall we let Purdy in first? Because we're not going to be able to open the door, are we, once we've started to do this?
Hello, little fluff fluff. Let's see you, little fluff fluff.
Right, so. Let's see what we've got here. Hello, Pert.
Hey, have a stroke.
There you are, Thomas. Now you know how to take them off carefully, don't you?
So
I pop them on the window. What patterns are you going to make?
Caterpillars.
Caterpillars?
So you got that one.
Right, come on, you don't need the chair, love. That's it.
Two.
We're not sticking them high up on the window. I just want to put this microphone up there.
Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. I can't see a green one.
A green caterpillar?
Yeah. I don't. But
look, there's a red caterpillar. This is a caterpillar.
I want to do it.
You can do it. Stick it where you like.
Oh.
No, don't lick it. Don't lick it, no. No, they just stick on their own. You don't need to. It goes the other way, Thomas. That's upside down, isn't it?
Caterpillars work upside down.
What's that?
Ladybird.
A ladybird, that's right.
I'm gonna do a flower.
You're putting a flower in, are you?
I can't get the flower. The snail.
He put a snail on?
Yeah. Look who I found. Spider.
Ooh, a spider where?
There.
Ooh, don't get it near me, put it on the window.
I'm going to show Purdy.
No, she Purdy's eating now, don't you? No, shh, don't do that. Wow. Have you noticed so far we've got a spider, a ladybird, a caterpillar and a snail, and they're all red, aren't they? The spider's red with black legs. Ladybird's red with black spots. The caterpillar's red with black spots. It has got some yellow on it. And the snail's got a red shell, a yellow face and blue...
What's the bee?
Whatever's at the head. You see a bee? There's another bee there on its own. Look. Whoops. Ow.
What?
I just trod on my own foot.
Sorry, there's another bee.
It was a silly thing to do, wasn't it?
It was. I spoiled it. Well, this one can't get off that bee. That thing, ladybird. Oh, there. This one is a welcome one. We keep falling off.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, shall I put it next to the other one? It's a very small ladybird. Perhaps it wants to be with the mummy ladybird there, look. There we are.
A big, big butterfly.
Yeah, so it looks more like a dragonfly to me than a butterfly. That's the butterfly there. Fly. The butterfly is the one with the very pretty
wing.
Yeah, that's the dragonfly.
Fly upside down.
It's going sideways now, isn't it?
Fly. Sing. There's any more butterflies? Oh, there's one! Oh, no, I can't get off that one. Can't get off. Now I can't get off. I can't get off.
Oh, can if you try? That's it. Look, there's a big butterfly there. Landed on the flower.
Where?
There, a butterfly on the flower. And on this one, there's a bee on the flower.
No, you stuck to Tom.
You haven't, Tom, there's the haven't.
No!
When you're getting crabby when it's stuck down, you're getting crabby when I help you, so I don't know what to do.
Purdy can do it.
Purdy can do it? You're not bored already, are you?
Yeah.
Well, that's silly. Well, shall we
No, we can't.
Well, I'll tell you what, shall I start cooking lunch?
Yeah.
And you can play with it while I'm doing that.
Okay. But no!
No, but Tom, we need lunch, don't we?
I don't want to, Blenda, are you?
No, what I'm saying is if I start cooking lunch, then once it's cooking, I can come and play with you.
Play with me.
Well, just a minute. Just let me turn the oven on and then I'll...
Oh, this place. Oh, dear. Mummy, yes. I can do breakfast on the couch, aren't I?
Are you? What's happened to all the stickers?
There's one.
There's one. You left one on, have you?
It's gone. Yeah. And I want the other one. Because the other one's broken.
Yeah, if they're not broken, you've just got to be careful with them. If you get them folded up, then they don't stick back on the door, do they? There we are. Let's put them back on here.
No, I don't want to put going on there again.
But Thomas, if you leave them screwed up, they're never going to stick again.
I don't want to just put them on again.
No, leave them on. No. What are you going to do with them?
Take them away.
Yes, but unless you put them back on the board carefully, they're not going to work, are they?
I don't want to. Oh! This next part, I want to get in.
They're very, very hot.
These bits are it's full up.
Is it?
Yes, the other ones want to get in. But the other ones can't get in.
Can't they get in because it's too full?
Yes.
Oh dear. Thank you. door's broken. Never mind. I'll fix it for you.
Right.
Did it just fall off?
No, I crashed.
You crashed, did you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, what's it doing? It's done now. It's done.
No, that's the other one. That's the one that was working. The other one's still lying there, look. Are you going to sit in your chair now?
Yeah. It's
on the table.
No, it's gone in the pouch, Mommy.
Let me have a look.
There's
one, please. Hang on. Right.
I'll hold it.
You hold it steady, that's a good boy. There we are. Look at that.
Yeah.
How's that? Oh, do you know why these doors are not closing?
Yeah.
Because one of them is on the wrong way around.
Just take one out.
Right, you're going to sit in your chair now.
Just taking one out.
Right, in your chair. Ooh, that's a big
one. I want to set one out. That's what I'm going to try to do.
Well, let's move your chair over the table. How's that?
See what I'm going to make it. Watch this. Just take two, one in, and the other one's broke. So.
You know what? I'm still quite hot. The beans aren't hot, but the chips are.
Oh, they're wonder beans.
And I've put some cheese there as well for you. Will you eat it quickly now because we're going out? Thomas.
I won't see anything.
What do you mean you won't see anything?
Huh? I don't love you.
You don't love me?
No.
Oh, that's a shame. Never mind, I think Purdy loves me, doesn't she?
Yes, it does.
As long as Purdy loves me, that's all right. It's just looking for a bowl.
What for?
So I can put what I'm having in it. Are they cool enough?
Where's the cool?
Are they cool?
Yeah.
That's right. Just check before you eat them. I don't want you burning your mouth. It wouldn't be very good, would it? Ooh, do they need blowing?
No.
They're all right. Would you like some more drink?
Yeah.
Some more juice? Mummy's going to just have water today. Would you like juice or water?
Juice.
Juice. What do you say?
Juice.
Juice, please. That's all right. Whoops-a-daisy.
What happened?
Just missed the cup when I was putting the water in.
Say, oh, sugar.
Oh, sugar, yes, that's a good thing to say that, isn't it? I was just looking at Purdy lying on the grass. Can you see if she's stretched out?
Can't see.
You probably can't see from where you're sitting, but she's lying right in the middle of a patch of daisies.
Having what
a little wash.
There. I see.
Washing her legs now. Make them nice and clean.
And washing her hands.
Yes.
Both have hands.
Mmm. Well, she has paws and claws, doesn't she?
And claws.
Well, she's got claws while we've got fingers and toes. Purdy has claws. We have hands and feet and Purdy has paws. We have fingers and toes. Purdy has claws. Is that cheese nice?
No.
No, is that why you're eating it really quickly? I think it looks quite nice.
Blow it open. Go see what Mum is doing.
It's good now.
Do you like?
No.
They're cool enough.
No.
Still a bit hot. It's a funny noise. What do you think that is?
It's a train.
Oh, it sounds like a cross between a train and an aeroplane, doesn't it?
Mm.
The sun's come out now, can you see?
I'm playing on grass.
Oh, we're going to go out after lunch. But at least it means it'll be nice to go out for a walk. Doesn't it?
Then it starts to rain.
I hope it doesn't start to rain.
I think so. Oh, my phone's still there.
Who's still there? Who?
No.
The stick?
Yeah. The near the road. And there's another skip.
I can only see one skip time.
But I can see some melody.
Are you a no digger?
Yes, it is a digger.
Oh, we'll walk past it in a few minutes and we'll go and have a look.
Do you want this?
Are you enjoying that, Thomas? Don't you shake your head? I'm a silly cheeky boy, aren't you?
Oh, this little away. See, put it away.
Oh. I don't know what that is. It's not a dustbin lorry and it doesn't look like the road sweep because he's going a bit too quickly. Oh, I know what it is.
Yeah.
It's the man that comes around and checks the street lights. It's the same colour as the dustbin lorry and the road sweeper. But he looks like he has a crane on the side. And I remember now, we saw him before. And he goes right to the top of every street lamp and checks that it's working. Do you remember watching that on Auntie Mabel? How they did it? They go along.
So van.
And they cover up the sensor, don't they, with some cloth. So that the sensor thinks it's night time and dark. And because it thinks it's dark, it turns the light on. So the man testing the lights knows that if lights don't come on when he puts the cloth over the sensor, that the light isn't working, and then he has to change the bulb, doesn't he?
Bulb,
the light bulb. Yeah. That must have been what the funny noise was that we heard, because it's quite a heavy sort of vehicle. There he is, look, he's driving past again. What's he got on him? Flashing lights?
It's more like a pilot.
It looks more like a road sweeper to me. I don't think it is.
I think it is. I want to have that.
I would imagine that's quite a good thing to play with, actually. It'd have great fun going up there, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Just tell him. He'll not come in. I say I'm a tanker.
What would you say to the man? Please, could I bring my mummy up to the top of the crane to have a look at the streetlights?
Yeah. Have a ride on the back.
Couldn't I?
Yeah.
I think that beaker's broken, don't you?
Yeah.
No, don't do that. It doesn't seem very tight anymore. The juice is supposed to stay in the beaker no matter which way the cup goes, but it's spilling out now, isn't it? Are you enjoying that? Mm. We've still got a dragonfly and a snail on the window. Look, any of the stickers. Dragonfly's nice, isn't it?
They weren't dragonflies.
That. It's a bit like a moth and a butterfly, but I think it's called the dragonfly.
I think so.
They've got quite a long body, look.
Mummy, I want to get down.
Have you had enough to eat?
Yes.
Would you like some more cheese?
No.
What about chips?
No, yucky-yuck-yuck.
Yucky-yuck-yuck? Did you not enjoy those?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, I won't do them again. I don't really like you having chips anyway, so if you've gone off them, great.
Get them cold.
You want them cold?
Yes.
I know that's the trouble. You like cold chips. Nobody else I know likes cold chips. Apart from you.
Who?
I don't know.
Christopher!
I don't think Christopher likes cold chips. Can't imagine many little boys like cold chips.
I think everybody has milk and beans.
Pardon?
I think everybody has milk and beans.
Everybody has milk and beans?
Yes. Lorry's going round here for batteries.
Is it? It's milk on beans, does it sound very nice? You put milk on cereal.
Oh, dear!
I don't think I'd like milk on baked beans.
I'm a shake on this!
Mm-hmm.
But I need another battery, so I can't get out of here.
What have you done? Have you put one of the batteries inside? Oh gosh, yes, they're very stiff, aren't they? Can't get them out, Thomas. I really can't get those out.
Give a big shake!
No, but if you shake it too much, you might break the line. I think they're wedged in there. I think that's the job for Daddy when he gets home, don't you?
Nice. My fault. I did it.
Oh. Well, you have wedged them in a bit of floor, haven't you?
Yeah. You need a spanner.
I need a spanner, do we?
Yes. You need Daddy's spanner.
We need Daddy's spanner. That might be the very thing we need, actually, to pull them out with.
Yes. Let's have it. What for?
I think it's in the shed. We'll leave it for when Daddy comes home. A pair of pliers might be a good thing as well.
Yeah, we need a skip as well.
I don't think we need a skip, no, not to remove the battery from it. Oh, look! That man's hosing down now near the skip.
Yeah.
So a great big jet of water flying in the air. Right, have you really finished your lunch now, Thomas?
Yes.
Let's wipe your hands off, legs, and then we're going to just sit on your potty for a few minutes.
No thanks.
No thanks. You sure? I think we better have because we're going now. There we are. What are you looking at?
The slide.
The slide?
Mm.
It's nice when the sun's shining on it, doesn't it?
Ouch! Poo!
What's the matter? There's soap gone up your nose.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, Thomas.
It's gone up my nose.
That's it. The bubbles gone up your nose.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry. You must sit still then. I'm trying to do these jobs. You turn No, but you turn your head round so quickly, this is what happens. It's a good job they didn't go in your eye. They'd really sting, wouldn't they? There we are. Other hand, please. Huh? But what do you say?
No burp.
You don't say no burp. She says, excuse me, please. Or I beg, yes, you do, or I beg your pardon.
Oh, no, you don't.
Yes, you
do. You do that, pinch your lip.
Right.
Let's play skip
Lorries. Let's play skip Lorries.
Yes.
No, I think it's potty time and then we're going out.
Oh, I want to potty!
Well, just sit and see.
I don't!
Listen, if you use your potty, you get a sweetie, remember?
I don't want to!
You don't want a sweetie?
No!
Oh, come on, take it. Come on, we're in a rush. Come
no,
along.
No!
No?
No!
Alright.
No!
Well, let's get your shoes on then in that case. Where are they? Over here.
Let's
get more. I don't think we've time now, have we?
Aww.
Well, Mummy's got to go and get changed, and then we must go.
But I'm blue.